Buzz on 97.7 The River.
So Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton made a bizarre sexist remark during his press conference yesterday. A female reporter from the Charlotte Observer asked a pretty routine question about his receivers improving in route running and being physical during their play.
Yeah.
And here's how it went down.
I know you take a lot of pride in seeing your receivers play well. Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and making getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck-sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like, it's funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that's the clip that everyone's playing. That's the clip that everyone's mad about. And if you listen to the whole thing or you watch that part of the press conference, he does actually answer the question, to be fair. But it doesn't matter. His reaction there, and that doesn't even do it justice because his facial expressions during his explanation there. I mean, his facial expression while she was asking the question was disgusting. She later tweeted the reporter. And she said that, I don't think it's, quote, funny to be a female and ask about routes. I think it's my job.
Yeah.
She said that she spoke to him afterwards, and it actually was worse. She says, I choose not to share because I have an actual job to do today, and that will keep me from doing that.
Yeah.
He did not apologize, she ended. So Cam, of course, huge backlash online. The Panthers say they regret Cam's remarks. And I don't know. I haven't done the research. I don't know if Cam Newton took a knee during the national anthems or not.
Yeah.
Or sat down or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know what his stance is on all that. He is probably in support of the reason why there's kneeling going on and why there's protests going on with the anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I'm reaching here, but isn't the protest for equality? Isn't the protest to join people together of all races and all genders and all people? I mean, I know specifically it's about police brutality, and I know specifically it's about minorities getting a fair shot.
Yeah.
I get it. Is she not a minority in that room, being a female reporter covering the NFL? So my point is, how can you take a stand, take a knee for something like that, and then still treat somebody who's just doing their job? To me, that's disgusting. And maybe some people think we're overreacting or it's too, you're making a big deal out of nothing, but I don't think it is. I think, you know, I don't know her. I can tell you that I've interviewed and talked to enough female sports reporters to know that it's a boys' club, obviously.
For sure.
And that they have had it very difficult to get to where they are. So the fact that she is, to get to where she is, to cover the Panthers, who were in the Super Bowl just a couple years ago. You know, that's a team that people know. The NFL is the biggest sport in the country. For her to get to that point and be able to sit in that room and ask Cam Newton, a former MVP of the league, questions, and for him to treat her like that is disgusting.
Yeah.
So that's where I stand on that.
Amen.
Hopefully, you know, something good comes of this. Hopefully he apologized. I haven't seen that he's apologized at all publicly. I know the Panthers have, but I haven't seen that he has.
Yeah, he needs to say something.
I just, even if it's just a, you know what, that was stupid. I'm really sorry.
Exactly.
That's fine. I don't need a big statement.